The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member. Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here. Wonderful to be with you back home. Not on an airplane today, so it's sort of a holiday for me. I'm going to talk to you about the election Super Tuesday in a moment. I'm sorry, but I have to relate a classic little moment I had with the woman who checked in my bag at Dallas Airport. This was a priceless moment you will all, I think, enjoy. So this woman, I would say she was 40, attractive woman, and she looks at me and she goes, you're quite tall. I go, yeah, how tall are you? I go, 6'4". That's really nice, or something like that. And I said, well, it is, except on airplanes, which was relevant since I was checking in for a flight. And she said, oh, really? Yeah, I said, I bump my head virtually every flight. And it's impossible to stand up in the lavatory. And she looks at me and she goes, why would you stand up in the lavatory? Which verified to me this was not a trans woman. This had been a woman from birth. I told her, I want you to know, I am going to publicize this little dialogue. Why would you stand up in the lavatory? I actually then explained it, but I don't need to do that on the radio. All right, everybody. I welcome you to the Dennis Prager Show. And it was a Super Tuesday, certainly for Donald Trump. And Joe Biden won, everyone bought, but for American Samoa, right? I mean, yeah. Which is, you know, God bless them, but it's not... I don't think it's telling in any specific way. What is relevant, or if there are questions, they are, will the people who did not vote for Donald Trump in the Republican primaries and the people who did not vote for Joe Biden in the Democratic primaries, will they not vote for them in the general election? My theory is that overwhelmingly Democrats will vote for any Democrat, including Joe Biden. They may not want the people. My sense is that the Democrats who did not vote for Joe Biden wanted to say to the Democratic Party, we want a better nominee. Do you have that read?
Yeah, sure.
That's my read. It is not... I don't agree with his policies. There might be a few, but even then it wouldn't matter. They will still vote for him. So the larger question to me, and of course I have no answer, is how many of the Republicans in the primaries who did not vote for Donald Trump will not vote for Donald Trump in the general election? I don't know if there is a way of knowing, but that to me is the operative question. Nikki Haley has bowed out. I have witnessed within the Republican world a vast amount of what the ancient rabbis called sinat chidam, which means gratuitous hatred. It was in their view, the whole Jewish state the ancient Jewish state and temple were destroyed because Jews hated each other for no good reason. Do Republicans hate each other for no good reason? Hi, everybody. Dennis Prager here. And if you're just tuning in, please know that on most stations that carry my show, I do begin at the top of the hour, not at 5 or 6 minutes after the hour. So please know that. So I've already been speaking about Super Tuesday. In California, we will be having the a race between Adam Schiff and what's Garvey's first name?
Steve
Garvey, yes. I chose it. Not big on. I love baseball, but I don't know even some of its greatest stars. He's a great star for the LA Dodgers. Steve Garvey was, and he got more votes than I expected, actually. But, of course, Adam Schiff is the great favorite because Californians know how much good Democrats have done for the state of California. So why would they not vote for the man who, in I believe that if we are to be truthful, has a very difficult time with honesty. Everybody, not everybody, many people have a difficult time with honesty, but they overcome it. People have a difficult time with some desire to do what is wrong. Nobody has no desires to use the religious term sin. But some people give in, and he gives in with regard to truth. He was one of the leading proponents of the gigantic lie of Russian collusion with the Trump campaign and spoke of how he had great proofs of it. Never, of course, there weren't any proofs of it, but he would nevertheless say that. But his positions are quite radical. He, in fact, has called for court packing. In other words, if the Supreme Court is not dominated by leftists, then we will simply expand the number of justices. FDR tried that. It didn't work. It's not odd that it was another Democrat who tried that. When the left has a majority on the court, conservatives do not clamor for packing the court, as the term is known. Where is this particular story from? This is from May 5th, 2022. Schiff uses Roe v. Wade draft to call for court packing. Remember that that draft that was leaked? Another thing that they did. They do so much that is wrong that it's hard to remember. I mean that literally. It is hard to remember. I don't care how the draft leaked. Of course he wouldn't. If it benefits the left, then all is good. Representative Adam Schiff responded to the leaked Supreme Court draft opinion. This is from 2022, Fox News. That would overturn Roe v. Wade if published, by saying not only should Congress pass a law to legalize abortion nationwide, they should increase the size of the Supreme Court and add liberal justices. Well, That was not a secret statement. It's apparently a tweet in which he said he's not concerned with how Justice Samuel Alito's draft leaked to the press, as Republicans have expressed outrage over it. Anyway, he will be running against Steve Garvey. He will win, most likely, although there's always hope. This is one of those moments where that great line that an Israeli mentor of mine from many years ago, a rabbi in Jerusalem, with whom I would stay in my 20s. I went every summer to visit. I would stay at his home. Told me one of the great lines in the early days when Israel was a much more socialist than capitalist. So the way to get a telephone was through some ministry of communications. He went to the ministry of communications. This was probably the 1950s, maybe 60s. And he said, so when will I get my phone? And the clerk said to him, in 6 months. And he said to the clerk, is there any hope that I can get it sooner? And he said, the clerk looked at me and said, sir, there's always hope. There's no chance. One of the great stories of my life, whenever I hear is there hope, I think of that very dark story. I mean, there is a chance. The argument just has to be made. Why would you think the Democrats have helped the state? For the first time in the history of California, more people have left than came in. Why doesn't that tell you something? The staggering debt that California finds itself in, the movement of corporations outside of California, the movement of wealthy Californians from California, which you might say good riddance, but I don't know why you would say that, because they're the people who pay the overwhelming majority of taxes. Yeah. So I would just ask you, can that argument be made? Why would you send another Democrat to the U.S. Senate, given the harm? Do you believe that children should be given hormone blockers? By the way, does Adam Schiff?
Of course.
Has he come out on it? Take a look. Adam Schiff and hormone blockers. I believe that leftists are vulnerable on many of these issues. Certainly that one. I mean, you can't be neutral. So you either have to say it's a good thing or it's a bad thing. This is a binary issue. Even those who believe that sex is not binary, or gender, as they have created that term. The word predates them, but the new definition of how I think of myself, that's a brand new definition, which, given that the left defines words, is what the definition is today. Yep, so we'll find out what happens. I think a case can be made, to be honest. I do. There are really two Americas here. With sweeping new laws, Louisiana embraces tough-on-crime approach. Governor Jeff Landry is enacting stringent new measures that he says are crucial to address crime. Critics say the laws resemble failed prediction policies of the past. That's hilarious. But the past had less crime. What exactly was the failure? He's a new Republican governor. So do you agree with Adam Schiff? It's another. These are billboards. Have you checked Adam Schiff and hormone blockers? Anything come up?
Nothing comes up with hormone blockers.
So what about What about trans? Yeah, huh?
Of LGBT.
He's a major ally. Yeah, so okay. So I'm sure that they could find some sympathetic statement. Or even just put up billboards. What is Adam Schiff's position on girls having their breasts removed if they think they're boys? Just put that up. What was his position on school lockdowns? See, every Democrat is so spectacularly vulnerable to the great majority of Americans. Not great majority. Majority. But Republicans don't know how to make that case. All of my life since I became a Republican, under Ronald Reagan, I have argued that the argument should never be as much about the individual a Republican is running against as against the Democratic Party. It's irrelevant if you like Adam Schiff, just as it is irrelevant if you like Donald Trump. Do you like or dislike their policies? Donald Trump was a president for 4 years. Did he make the government into a non-free, non-democratic country? For the full episode of the Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.